Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the soundtrack to the movie Sounder by Taj Mahal. The soundtrack has been recently reissued on Verez Sarabande Records. The tune we heard was Needed Time, written by Lightnin' Hopkins. We'll hear another setting of the tune by Taj to open the second half of our program. Our theme this week and next is Respect Your Elders. We'll hear performers playing music from musicians that have inspired them in the past. Over the next 2 weeks, we'll hear selections from American traditional musicians, great singers, dance musicians, songwriters, bluegrass players, and we'll open with the blues. Recently, Delmark Records released a CD in tribute to the players who have recorded for them. We'll open with Jimmy Burns and She Left Me a Mule to Ride from the singing of Big Joe Williams. Respect Your Elders this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Well, my baby left me. She left me with a mule to ride. Well, my baby left me. She left me with a mule to ride. When the train left the station, the mule lay down and died. I said, my baby, give me back $20 bill. Sent my baby. Bring back $20 bill. If that don't bring her back home, man, I know my shotgun will. Your door. I can't come in, sweet woman. Can I sit down in front of your door? If your man is gone, Lord, he'll never know. $20 bill. Send my baby. Man, a greenback $20 bill. If that don't bring her back home, man, I know my shotgun will. Thank you.
ask you, was I running? If he asks you, was I running? If he asks you, was I running? You tell him I was flying, boys. You tell him I was flying.
Captain. head. I hear music in the air. Up above my head. I hear music in the air. Up above my head. Somewhere up above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear singing in the air.
Singing in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear singing in the air.
Singing in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear singing in the air.
Singing in the air.
I really do believe there's a heaven somewhere.
Our theme this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine is Respect Your Elders. And if we had to make a list of the folks who have influenced Rhiannon Giddens, it would be almost as long as my arm. From her recording Tomorrow Is My Turn, we heard Sister Rosetta Tharpe's Up Above My Head. That's on Nonesuch Records. Before that, Marie Knight, a woman who spent some time on the road with Sister Rosetta, from her recording The Gospel Truth Live. She was about 87 years old when she recorded this. We heard her take on Didn't It Rain, one of Sister Rosetta Tharpe's tunes. The Gospel Truth Live is on MC Records. And before that, Sonny and Brownie's Last Train, a look back at Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry, from Guy Davis and Fabrizio Poggi. We heard Take This Hammer, that's on MC Records, and we let off that set with Jimmy Burns, in tribute to Big Joe Williams, and She Left Me a Mule to Ride, from Tribute, Delmark's 65th Anniversary, and that's on Delmark Records. We're going to turn our attention to bluegrass in this next set, and the Earls of Leicester make it quite clear who their influences are and who their elders were. The Earls of Leicester recorded live at the CMA Theater and Salty Dog Blues on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Howdy, folks. Awful nice to see you all out there. Thank you very much for coming tonight. We are the Earls of Leicester, if there was any doubt. And we only play Flat and Scruggs music, so if you don't like that, it's time to go. And we, to beat that, we play Flat and Scruggs music from 1954 to 1965. I know you care, but we're gonna start things off. We're gonna have an awful good time tonight. So y'all just hang with us. We're gonna get it started with the old Salty Dog Blues. Charlie, you got this. Salty Dog.
I stand on the corner with the low-down blues, great big hole in the bottom of my shoe.
Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Sal, I know you run down stocking in a white shoe.
Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
I pulled the trigger and the gun said go. Shot fell over in Mexico.
Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Just a few old memories slipped into my door. Though I thought I had closed it so tightly before, I can't understand it. Why it should bother my mind, for it all belongs to another place and time. Just a few old keepsakes. Just a few old love letters with the edges all brown, and an old faded picture I keep turned upside down. Just a few old memories going way back in time. Well, I can hardly remember. I don't know why I'm crying. No, I can't understand. Just a few old keepsakes. just a few old love letters with their edges all brown and an old faded picture I keep turned upside down.
Ooh. as the raises do most any day. But I wonder, will my hair be all turned gray before he turns that dollar loose and I get my due? And I lose a little bit of these working girl blues. I'm tired of working my life away and giving somebody else all of my pay while they get rich on the profits that I lose and leave me here with the working girl blues. I yodelay working girl blues, and I can't even afford a new pair of shoes while they can live in any old penthouse they choose. And all that I've got is the working girl.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1844. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Sounder, the soundtrack to the movie by Taj Mahal. And we heard yet another rendition of Needed Time, this time banjo and some hand clap in there that almost sounded like Hambone. Sounder is on Verez Sarabande Records. And before that, we heard from Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands from the Hazel and Alice Sessions CD. And we heard one of Hazel Dickens' classic tunes, Working Girl Blues. That was Alice Gerard singing backup harmony. The Hazel and Alice Sessions is on Spruce and Maple Music. And before that, we heard Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard from the newly discovered and released Sing Me Back Home, the DC tapes, 1965 to 1969, recorded in a corner of Alice's living room. We heard one of their great influences, the Carter Family, with Will You Miss Me? That's on Free Dirt Records from Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard. And before that, we heard Tim O'Brien with Few Old Memories, his recording Where the River Meets the Road on Howdy Skies Records. That's a whole recording of West Virginia songwriters and singers. And we let off that set with the Earls of Leicester, live at the CMA Theater in the Country Music Hall of Fame. And we heard Salty Dog Blues. That's on Rounder Records. I'm going to open the next set with some wonderful singers. And we're going to lead off with Sheila Kay Adams from down in Madison County, North Carolina. Here's a ballad that she learned from Cass Wallen, who was in her extended family. This is Fine Sally from Sheila Kay Adams on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
There was a rich lady from London, she came. Fine Sally, Fine Sally, Fine Sally was her name. And she had more money than a king could possess. Her neatness and her beauty was worth all the rest. There was a young doctor who lived nearby, and 'twas on this young maid he casted his eye. Controlled by her beauty, he held her most dear. He courted her truly one day plus 1 year. One night as they pleasured, he went to his knees, crying, Sally, oh Sally, won't you marry me? She said, I don't hate you, Willie, nor no other man, but to say that I love you is more than I can. He clumb on his horse and away he did speed, saying, Sally, oh Sally, you'll pay for this deed. I'll curse you, Sally, all the rest of my days. I'll never forgive you for your lying ways. Fine Sally took sick, and she know it not why. Her chambers all thought that she surely would die. They fetched the doctor for the want of a cure, for pain and her misery could not be endured. He come up to her room, to her bed he drew nigh. Her chambers they parted and moved to the side. Is that you, dear Willie? My sight, it grows dim. I fear for my present and my future seems grim. Yes, I am the doctor, can cure or can kill, but to say I forgive you is more than I will. Then damn your soul, Willie, you can be on your way, for to beg you for mercy is not in my sway. From off'n her fingers pulled diamonds ring three, said, here is your token to remember poor me. And as you dance on my grave, sir, shed not tears for me. Just remember you're a-dancing on Sally, your queen.
All in the merry month of May, when the green buds they were swelling, deathbed lay for the love of Barbriel. Then slowly, slowly she got up, and slowly she came anigh him. And all she said when she got there, "Young man, I believe you're dying." "Oh, yes, I'm low, I'm very low, and I never will be any better until I gain the love of one and the love of don't you remember in yonder's town, in yonder's town, a-drinking? You drank the health of the ladies all around, and you slighted Barbriel. Oh, yes, I remember town, in yonder's town, a-drinking. Oh, I gave my health to the ladies all around, but my heart to Barbriel." He turned his pale face to the
tree. waters gliding, hear the nightingale sing. He had not been there not an hour or two, till from his satchel a fiddle he drew. He played a message that made the hills ring. Hark, hark, said the lady, hear the nightingale sing. Said the lady to the soldier, will you marry me? Oh no, cried the soldier, that never can be. I've a wife in Columbus and children twice three. One wife is a plenty, too many for me. Young lady, take warning by me. Don't place your affection on a soldier so free. Don't place your affection on a soldier so free. You'll be deceived like mine has done.
Some wonderful vocals from Anna Roberts-Gavalt and Elizabeth Leprell. They learned that tune through Carrie Norris, who is the granddaughter of Lily Mae Ledford from the Coon Creek Girls. And that was one of Lily Mae's songs, Soldier and the Lady. That's from Anna and Elizabeth. They're recording on Free Dirt Records. And before that, recorded back in 1954, when Gene Ritchie was on a Fulbright scholarship tour through Scotland, England, and Ireland. And we heard Barbary Ellen. There are a number of other versions of that song on this particular recording from other people from the area. Gene Ritchie, Field Trip on Green Haze Records. And we let off that set with Sheila Kay Adams from her recording My Dearest Dear and Find Sally, a song from the singing of Cass Wallen, who was one of her extended family members. That's on Granny Dell Records. You are listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we are respecting our elders this week and next. I'm going to lead off this last set featuring some English players with Ewan McCall and A.L. Lloyd from the recording Blow Boys Blow and Jack Tar on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
So come on, you ladies gay, who delights in sailor's joy. Listen while I sing you a song. When Jack Tar comes ashore with his gold and silver store, there's no one can get rid of it so soon. The first thing Jack required was a fiddler to his hand, likewise the best liquor of every kind, and a pretty girl likewise with two dark and rolling eyes, and Jackie is suited to his mind. The landlady, she comes in dressed all in her Sunday best. She looks like some bright and morning star. She's ready to wait on him when she finds he's plenty of tin. Chalk him down to the one behind the bar. His wages were soon gone, and his friends, they were all flown, and the flash girls, they departed for another. And the landlady, she cried, pay your score and get outside. Your cargo's gone and you've met stormy weather. Now Jack, all in his rage, he threw bottles at her head, and likewise all the glasses he let fly. And the poor girl in her fright called the watchman of the night, saying, take this young Lailer lad away. Now Jack did understand that a ship lay wanting hands, and to her he went straight down. With a sweet and pleasant gale, he unfurled his lofty sail, adieu to the flash girls of the town. So he laid her on a tack like a cutter or a smack, as she rolled from the lee to the weather. And he kept her full and eye close to the wind as she would lie. We were bound for Blackwall in stormy weather.
Thank you. as I walked out one midsummer's morning, for to view the fields and to take the air. Down by the banks of the sweet primroses, there I beheld a most lovely fair. I said, fair maid, where can you be going? And what's the occasion of all your grief? I will make you as happy as any lady, if you will grant me one small relief. Stand off, you false deceiver. You're a false, deceitful man, 'tis plain. It is you that is causing my poor heart to wander, and to give me comfort is all in vain. Then I'll go down to some lonesome valley, where no man on earth there shall me find, where the pretty little small birds do change their voices, and every moment blows blusterous wine. So come all young men who go a-courting, pray pay attention to what I say. There is many a dark and a cloudy morning turns out to be a sunshiny day.
Town, who had a handsome, lovely daughter. She was courted by a fair young man, who was a servant to her father. But when a send him from the island, they made she knew her heart would break, and she'd depart with young Matt Highland. Straightway unto her love she goes, into his room him to saying, arise, my love, and go away. This very night you will be taken. I overheard my father say, in spite of me, he would transport you. So arise, my love, and go away. This very night you will be taken. Oh, must I go? He says to her, oh, must I go without my wages, without a penny in my purse, just like some poor forlorn stranger? Here's 50 guineas in bright gold, and that's far more than a father owes you. So take it now and go away. I wish to God I'd gone before you. they both sat down upon the bed just for the sight of half 1 hour. That not a word did either speak, but down their cheeks the tears did shower. She laid her head upon his breast, as round his neck her arms entwined. Not a duke nor lord nor earl I'll wed. I'll wait for you, my own mad Highland. The lord discussed with his daughter fair one night alone in her bedchamber, saying, I give you leave to bring him back, since there's no one your style above him. She wrote a letter then in haste, for him her heart was still repining. She brought him back to the church they went, and made a lord of young Matt Highland.
We're respecting your elders this week and next week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was Martin Carthy with Matt Highland from the collection called Selections. And that's a bunch of tunes that he recorded with Dave Swarbrick and by himself. Before that, Lou Killen, accompanying himself on concertina, as they say here in the cover, from Ballads and Broadsides. We heard The Banks of Sweet Primroses. It's on Topic Records. And we let off that set with Ewan McCall and A.L. Lloyd and Jack Tarr from the collection Blow Boys Blow on Tradition Records. We are respecting our elders this week and next. Next week, we'll hear some traditional American players, some songwriters, and some dance musicians. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1844.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing